Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking about the mainstream media, from the nightly news to human events, reporting on the fact that President Bush has just publicly announced he's a dictator before there was a cloak that was shrouded somewhat. But now all pretenses have been abandoned. And with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, with the Military Commissions Act, with Patriot Acts 1 and 1.5, with all that we have seen, it is clear that they are, at the bare minimum, considering open martial law. Now we're in martial law, where the mechanisms have been laid, and that, you know, when CPS is grabbing children coast to coast without a judge, a jury, without due process, when police are openly on the street talking about framing people, when the government says we don't care if it violates the law, we're just by fiat legalizing all the illegals and telling the police departments not to arrest them. All the lawlessness that you've seen. I mean, there's just so many examples by the government. Well, they say it's not lawlessness because it is directives. It is policies of the state police that are chartered federally under federal funds and chartered under the War Powers Act of 33. I'm sorry, state police around the country, if you didn't know your history, let me just give it to you now. You know, all of this, but see, they're now getting ready to exercise it, and to have Bush announce with the military funding and are now in place in NORTHCOM set up, Homeland Security set up before 9/11. That's now even been on ABC Nightly News, that it was set up before 9/11. Then they announced it after 9/11. And now martial law has been set up, but now they're announcing it. Hey, the governors, you have no authority. The president runs everything. Congress, you have no authority. Now, understand, we're supposed to have co-equal branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial. No. The president is literally crossed the Rubicon, as Caesar did when he brought his troops across that river, which violated the Roman Senate because they knew if a leader brought in his troops. Well, Rome knew to not trust the military. I mean, that's what overthrew all these other weaker nations, was militaries were always running coups and crowning themselves king this, king that. That's all Caesar means, is king, emperor. And so you weren't allowed to bring your troops over. And sure enough, he brought them over, made himself dictator, and that was the beginning of the end of Rome. Well, Caesar didn't cross the Rubicon here. A group of private merchants and bankers took over in 1913, set up martial law in 33, set up shadow government in 47, and have expanded their power ever since and are now just ready to go for broke. Get rid of, you know, even their puppet government. Get rid of the facade. They're just, get the facade out of here. Just get rid of it. And they carried out the attacks of Oklahoma City and 9/11/77 to scare everybody into going along with this, to acclimate you to it. And they had 1,000 different TV programs, different episodes of every show you can imagine, torture, secret arrest, police, martial law, getting you acclimated. And I don't know if they're going to do it, but they certainly have spent trillions of dollars setting it up. And certainly are now announcing it, just letting Congress know, hey, by the way, you now are useless. You now do nothing. You know, it's the first American empire openly announced. I mean, Bush may go give a speech someday after an attack. Newt goes off in L.A., Newt goes off in Chicago or Dallas. Those are prime targets, and the CFRs brag. Criminals love to brag about what they're going to hit. Denver, Cleveland, Dallas, L.A., New York, and he'll go in there and he'll give the speech, ladies and gentlemen. And every CIA analyst, everybody in the government's going to know who did it, but they'll fall down on their knees in front of them. And all the evil we've seen is just going to pale in insignificance. So I'm glad everybody now knows that we're under martial law. Okay, where it's not coming, we're in martial law, Bush is a dictator. Now the question is he going to act like one? Is he going to use the powers?
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You talk about a war room. During the break, I just learned some unbelievable information, but I can't talk about it on air. So I'll find out more during the next break and find out what I can say. I'll just put it to you that way. But amazing. And yes, the person listening that just told me, don't worry, I won't say anything. Oh, it's crazy. We've got Professor Stephen E. Jones waiting in the wings with the new controlled demolition information he has, the new white paper he's put out. It's incredible. And this is just news that the debunkers are running the other direction away from. And that was the challenge we put out yesterday is on PrisonPlanet.com is we challenged the debunkers to try to debunk this. Just in closing, in the third hour, I'm going to talk more about this. The headline from Global Research, new presidential directive gives Bush dictatorial power. National Security and Homeland Security presidential directive establishes national continuity policy. WorldNet Daily headline, Bush grants presidency extraordinary powers. Order for emergency apparently gives authority without congressional oversight. And you can go to the whitehouse.gov and just read it. Just type presidential directive 51 into Google. You'll be on the White House website. And read it. It's in no uncertain terms, and it dovetails with everything else they've been doing. And they're not setting this up for no reason. This is a very serious. And now I'm glad that people are talking about it in grocery store lines, that I'm getting phone calls, you know, cluing me in on the new development. It is not a new development. It is simply the announcement. By that, I mean, it's not a new development in the architecture of martial law. It is a new development, though, that they are announcing. That is a big new development. And it just goes on. It makes the National Continuity Coordinator under President Bush the most powerful person in the federal government. In fact, it makes it like a legate. Now, the term legate was the emperor would have one or two generally old trusted men who had been in power for 30, 40 years, who could speak for the emperor so they could be sent to different corners of the empire. And then a general would have a legate, a centurion would have a legate, but you had imperial legates, and you had Caesar-level legates, senatorial legates, and that's all this is it sets up an imperial legate who can then give legate power under the emperor's direction. And when I use terms like that, Bush is the first emperor of the United States. That would be a nice headline. But it's not a joke, you see. I'm not saying have a headline like that because it's a joke. Ron Paul, the last four or five times he's been on, by the way, he's on next Tuesday. We got his campaign director on tomorrow, has said, we're in martial law, we're in tyranny, and Bush could become a dictator. They could put us in camps. He said those exact words on the show, and then my writers are so restrained that they've written headlines that just say Ron Paul warns of martial law. So I'm done talking about that for now. He's on vacation. I didn't know that when he agreed to come on, so I'm sorry to when he's out on some family trip, twist his arm, but it's such big news. I mean, it's huge, and there it is hidden in plain view right in front of everybody. That the government blew up the towers and firebombed them. I want to make this clear. First off, he saw the airline, aircraft, government, NASA photographs of the 2,000 to 2,500 degree molten steel, molten metal, in the basements of the wound. And we know that a month later it was 2,000-something degrees, and 5 weeks later it was 2,000-something degrees. I mean, this is heat levels that are just off the chart. I mean, we're talking 500-plus degrees hotter than jet fuel even can burn. You got people standing in the wounds of the buildings. They're not burning, but giant 4-foot-around columns all snap off and aerosolize. But right before they snap off and the explosions start, you see gouts of molten metal burning, pouring out at the same light intensity and the same fluorescence and the same type ejections of smoke, the signature of steel being melted in a thermate reaction. Then they get all these different samples, and then samples from Ground Zero victims, and it's little perfectly spherical and some not perfectly spherical globulates of frozen metal. You're going frozen. It's not cold. Steel freezes at another temperature, folks, not with water. We tend to think in that term, but it's frozen. A piece of steel is frozen. It's in its frozen form. And it's got the elements in it, the exact signatures. And when you see the video presentation we've got up on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's in the article that Paul wrote yesterday. And by the way, Paul did weeks of research on the physicist's own research just so he would, you know, do a proper job on the article. It was that important, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now in the News and Focus section. This is information that the debunkers are running from. And so joining us is Professor Stephen Jones. Thank you for joining us, sir.
I'm glad to be here again, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, my friend. I tried to put it in a nutshell, but can you, as the doctor, as the physicist, can you condense down just in a maybe 5-minute statement exactly how you got into this, what you discovered, and then the research every time is confirmed? I mean, this is like a classical Sherlock Holmes deal where it just keeps fitting.
Yeah, it is. It just keeps rolling in, and now we're using state-of-the-art equipment, electron microscopy with electron microprobe, and as I tell people when I talk about this, this will be on the exam. So, you know, it's called EDS, and energy dispersive spectroscopy. You do a much better, actually, Alex. You and Paul's article, Paul Watson there in Prison Planet, very, very well written. But let me just see if I can then get at the results with this state-of-the-art equipment. So now we're looking at these spheres. I think I mentioned in my talk that I first saw spheres just, well, several months ago now, but by the naked eye, there's some of these spheres you can see. They're about 1/16 of an inch in diameter. And then there's a lot more, though, as you go smaller, which you look at with the electron microscope and then probe to look at the elements inside these spheres. So the very fact that these are iron-rich, I mean, you know, 50-75% iron, already tells you that there was a very high-temperature reaction, something high-temperature, because, as you mentioned, iron melts at high temperature, and steel, mostly iron. But iron melts at around 2,800 Fahrenheit, 1,500 centigrade. And you just can't get anywhere near those temperatures with ordinary fires, that is, burning pure jet fuel, type of kerosene, or wood, paper, whatever you have in your office there. Not going to reach anywhere near the temperatures to melt and then volatilize, too, because you have these drops, as you mentioned. Frozen is a good word for these. A liquid at one time, and so they form spheres or near spheres, and many of these are really very spherical, by the way. So this metal, when you get a drop of liquid, it pulls into a spherical shape because of surface tension. And then with iron and other metals in there, it hardens, it freezes, solidifies very quickly as it goes through the air. And, yeah, we're looking at these. I found one today, actually, is on the electron microscope. Well, I was looking over the shoulder of the guy who runs it, and we found a hollow sphere that had cracked open, so we can actually look inside one of these spheres that was hollow. And I'm puzzling over just what that means to have a hollow sphere now. But, you know, this sphere is only about, well, 50 microns, 70 microns across. So what I'm looking at the photo here. So, you know, it is very tiny. You couldn't see that with naked eye. Well, maybe just barely, a little speck.
Well, the bottom line here is that you have temperatures way in excess of what these type of low-burning fires could do. And we also visually see that the fires are almost out. We have the audio of the firefighters who are experts saying that it's small fires can be knocked down by two teams. And then suddenly these buildings turn to dust, and you've got founts of metal spraying out. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah. This is in your face, and then now you've got these samples, and then you show the chain of custody on this. With it. I mean,
absolutely.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is something the debunkers don't want to touch, is it?
That's correct. And look, we have another dust sample that we looked at yesterday from the World Trade Center. It also shows the iron-rich spheres. One thing I need to emphasize, Alex, as we talk about these little spheres in the dust, is that this is not just steel. These spheres show high aluminum and sulfur content. And so that you wouldn't have in steel. I mean, we're talking, the spheres we're looking at this morning.
That's the signature of the accelerant in the thermate,
right.
And you've done the side-by-side thermate versus these spheres. And ladies and gentlemen, on these graphs, with metals, because I've researched this now, looked at it, they're always different. These things fit like jaws of a Tyrannosaurus together. I mean, they're exactly the same. This is unbelievable.
Right. Aluminum, sulfur, iron is the signature for thermate. We've looked at the spheres made by thermate independently. I did some experiments. And when thermate goes off, you get the flow and you get the sparks, which turn into spheres when you collect them, which I did. Show the same signature, Alex. That's the point. I just don't know how the debunkers are going to get around this. But the truth,
I don't know how jet fuel causes giant steel columns to fount and spark and spray molten metal everywhere. I'm really going to need to figure that out because, again, or the wood-burning stoves I know about, I don't know how they're not founting and exploding, too. because, you know, Mr. Gibson on Fox says steel melts in fire now.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
By the way, I'm going to clear up some rumors right now because I just got another call during the break about it. You are not going to see the Loose Change guys on The View tomorrow. And people are calling me up saying, oh, because they put out a press release and you talked about it. That's why it's canceled. As of yesterday, it's still on your TiVo. It's in your TV guide that Loose Change is going to be on there. Okay, they called them, they told them, they put out a press release. ABC News put out a press release last Wednesday. Okay, ABC News, abc.go.something. In fact, I'm going to post it. That's it. I'm going to post the ABC press release on JonesReport.com. I'm going to have him post it in the next 10 minutes. We'll just put it up there without any comments, their press release. I mean, that's not right to the guys that that ABC announces it, so that they've been being quiet about it. And we believe the one of the producers there leaked that so that there would be neocon heat and complaints, so it would get canceled. And that indeed is what happened. I mean, I'm getting calls here, you know, and other Genesis hosts are going around saying bad stuff about the Loose Change guys. It's just wrong. That's why I don't particularly like some of those individuals. It's so annoying. Let's stay focused on fighting the New World Order. So it's a bunch of ninnying people who are salivating off, you know, over getting on The View, and basically they're just mad that it's not them or it's not William Rodriguez getting on. You know, they're just mad that that it's William and the Loose Change guys that are scheduled. It was ABC. They put out the press release, and they've backed it off, and I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on. I'm not going to lie, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to leave it alone, and I'm not going to worry about it because we're getting the word out regardless. We're winning the fight. So, Professor Jones, I'm sorry for having you hold during that. It's just I don't like stuff being said about my friends that isn't true. Of course, you've been contacted by him, too. I didn't ask you during the last break when you're going on, but I don't want to know. Let's just leave it at that. And see what happens, Professor Jones. Getting back to the thermite, sir, what do we do with this evidence? I mean, you've got it. You've written a new paper. It's out there. What do we do?
Okay. Well, let me put this in a little bit of historical perspective. This truth about 9/11, Alex, is big, and it's, I believe, unstoppable at this point. There is so much data now, not just the thermite, but also the collapse of Building 7 and the put options. I mean, we could go through the list, but there's so many evidences now. And, of course, all the things going along with it, as you mentioned, this NAU and you were talking about the martial law thing going on. It's just amazing, appalling at the same time, but it fits together. As people start connecting the dots, it can't be stopped. And I was thinking this morning about Galileo. He was part of a revolution in his day, which led to the Renaissance, by the way. So, you know, it pulled people out of the Dark Ages, really, to get a new viewpoint and to realize the truth. And I'm actually kind of excited about that as I think about the historical parallels, the opportunities we have here to contribute to this truth effort. See, Galileo saw, through his telescope, he pointed it at Jupiter, and he saw moons going around Jupiter. And of course, at that time, everything was supposed to revolve around the Earth. The Earth was the center of the universe. Talk about an egocentric point of view, I guess. But that was the view in that day. And it was just, we now recognize that as a popular myth. It wasn't true at all. But, you know, it was widely accepted, just as the myth about 9/11 is widely accepted worldwide today, and yet it's breaking down, just as the Earth-centered view broke down in Galileo's day. And what broke it down was observations such as he made, science. And so he got out his telescope, and he reported that, you know, look, these moons are going around Jupiter. They're not going around the Earth. Furthermore, the Earth, it makes, if you look at all the data, it makes sense. The Earth is going around the sun, not vice versa. And, of course, the authorities in his day didn't like his bringing out these facts, and they threatened him. They threatened him with torture. He was shown what it would be like.
Well, they said, we're going to kill you, and then they still put him on house arrest.
They still put him on house arrest. He did verbally recant, and that is to say, he said, okay, I'm not going to fight this battle right now. But as he left the trial there, he said, nevertheless, it does move. That is, the Earth is really moving, not stationary at the center of things. And the
truth there, let's talk more about Galileo, because to know the current times and the future, one only need understand the past. It is literally a time machine forward.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Attention women over 40. If you want to look as much as 20 years younger in less than 1 minute, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new cosmetic product that makes wrinkles almost invisible to the naked eye. In fact, the new product allows some women to look so young so fast that it makes them feel like they're cheating. They are in a way, but it works. By the way, it's also a jealously guarded secret used by professional models. You see, these women often have to look much younger than they really are, or else they lose their jobs. The product uses something like a magician's trick to actually de-age the appearance of human skin, and it's now available to listeners of this station. Want to take years off your appearance and don't want cosmetic surgery or painful injections? There is now a very real chance you can do it with its new cream called Simply Magician's Formula 987. Just go to 987magic.com. That's 987magic.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I hurt my
I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Professor Stephen E. Jones, a doctor of physics, and he is one of the leading physicists in the world. He doesn't like to toot his horn, but if you pull up, you know, the major scientific journals, he's been publishing the biggest in the world. He's made major discoveries, multiple major discoveries that were announced, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s on the nightly news. I mean, he's a top scientist. And he wasn't told he was going to be killed, at least not by the government directly. And he wasn't sent away to be locked in his house, but he did, you know, get shown the door and told to move on, basically early retirement, for daring say that the Earth is not the center of the universe, or for dare saying that, you know, basically I guess that the Pope isn't infallible. And we're going to go back to him in just a moment. I hope you will visit Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. On PrisonPlanet.com, in the news and focus section, it's got yesterday's news. And 911 debunkers hide from slam dunk evidence of controlled demolition. We put this out yesterday. Electron microscope analysis of steel spheres from WTC site proves thermite, proves collapse of Twin Towers was an act of deliberate arson. This is big news. And it's not going to be big news unless you get out there and push it. Unless you go get this article and IM it and email it and dig it. They did make Dig's front page, but then Dig itself censored it and did take it down. We've learned how to track that. Google Video, by the way, did pull Loose Change and Order of Death off. We did track that it had enough views to stay in the top 100, both of them. Order of Death hit number one 2 days ago. Normally when you hit that, it stays there. They knocked us out again and cheated because they weren't watching, and it got up to number one, and they took it out. It's just so sick. But it doesn't matter because the truth will out in the end. And you cannot stop the New World Order from you emailing this article and Professor Stephen E. Jones' new expanded paper with all this new added material that we link to in the story. You cannot be stopped from getting the Order of Death film on DVD, Our Leader's Bizarre Activities and Belief Systems, very dark, in that film that was number one on Google. You can buy the DVD at Infowars.com and have it in high quality and support us. You can get Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. There are only a few hundred of these left, and when they're gone, because the second edition, by the way, has the new Thermate Spheres info in it, I would add. That'll be out in July. Late July, but I'm sending a signed card with every one of these that goes out until they're gone. There'll still be some left at Amazon, but that's almost sold out, too. Those are not signed. So you can get Terror Storm First Edition at Amazon.com before it sells out, or Infowars.com, or American Freedom to Fascism, or any of the great books and videos we carry. Check out the online video and bookstore, Infowars.com, not just to get great materials and to spread the word, but also to support us. We do need your support. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And just another little side note, for those that are, for some reason, the 9/11 community, some of the people, Professor Jones has been lashed out in the past too, some of the very same crowd has been claiming that the Loose Change guys got everything canceled by going on my show last Friday and talking about how they were going on The View. We had them on 2 days after ABC News had a press release and announced it on The View. It's in your TV guide right now. They're still coming on tomorrow. That is not the case. And William was going to be on with them. William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11, the last guy to get out alive. But who knows if they're going to be on. I mean, the word is I've got, you know what, I'll make an announcement in the middle of the next hour. I had to make sure what I can talk about here because it gets... I know a lot of stuff that'd be big headlines, but it's not just about making headlines here. It's about, my God, if ABC announces they're coming on next week, I guess I'm not going to talk about it because I'm evil about it. Really, it was about people in the 9/11 Truth Movement jealous that the guys, the men that made this film and Willie were going to be going on air. That's really what it was all about. But I'm already digressing. It's just I wish we weren't like this. And I wish that we honored great filmmakers and great scientists like Professor Jones. And I know we do. But we just need to keep our eyes on the prize and move forward and know we don't even need The View, folks. We don't need the mainstream anymore. We're growing exponentially. And in closing, before I go back to Professor Jones, who I appreciate joining us, bad nutrition is breeding a country of people who are ill. People who have really bad health due to stress and anxiety, not to mention the chemtrails. Ask yourself what is in your diet that is, or what is not in your diet that is making you not have the nutrients you need. Processed foods, even good organics, don't have the nutritional values that you need in today's world. Think about it. Have you forgotten that you're supposed to feel good and energetic all day long? And if not, you aren't getting the nutrition you need. Stop wishing you had more energy and focus and make it happen today with one simple phone call, 1-866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at innerfood.com. Again, that's E-N-E-R food, innerfood.com, or 866-762-9238. I've heard people talking about this for years. And it's really the best green food I've seen out there. By the way, I can't eat the other green foods. I've tried. This has got all the plankton and all the seaweed and all the extracts of the plants, and it's just incredible. We're not going to say it's some miracle product. We're not going to say it's going to heal you, and for sure, the point is I've been taking it every day, a little scoop in the apple juice, and it's unbelievable. And I've lost weight because it doesn't have a bunch of stuff that with drugs that makes you not want to eat. It just is so many nutrients. You eat and eat and eat because the soil's depleted, and a lot of these foods don't have the nutrients, and your body's not getting what it wants frankly, I'd only take a little bit of this at first, because those of you that have been getting a lot of nutrients, it's like when I take a wheatgrass shot, I don't do it as much as I should. Sometimes I'll kind of feel bad for a little while, then I feel great later, because you're just, it's such a shock to have that much nutrients in your stomach. Folks, innerfood.com, 1-866-762-9238. They got a lot of other great products, too. Low-caffeine coffees that have been infused with vitamins and nutrients right into the coffee beans. They soak them. Reishi mushrooms, all of it. Just give them a call, 866-762-9238. Let's go over to our guest, who, again, I'm really honored, is taking time out on his vacation to join us. Please continue with Galileo, where you see 9/11 truth going, and again, just in layman's terms, sir, how big this scientific, now peer-reviewed, with other scientists with you looking at it, chain of custody control, multiple samples. I mean, I'm not trying to hype this, folks. This is huge. Please continue.
Yeah, I agree. You know, along with these other evidences that we've pulled together, Alex, through the years, yourself included, of course, we just have an overwhelming story now of facts and hard physical evidence, and it's just growing. I'm very excited about the iron-rich spheres in the World Trade Center dust, because they carry this message. You know, this is how a very high temperature is required to form me. Look at me, see what I'm carrying, more information, and there's the sulfur and the aluminum and the iron in there. And in a number of them, we also see potassium and manganese in large quantities. I mean, where did that come from, all this potassium?
Now explain, that's an unbelievable signature. And by the way, with other molten steel, with other molten alloys, you're never finding these stuff together.
That's correct.
I mean, this is off the charts. This fits exactly with the Thermate test you've done.
It does exactly. And I've also melted steel. We have a small sample of World Trade Center steel that was sent to us from some folks. Maybe I won't say where, but I do right on the air, because I have to get their permission. But
to be public, you do have chain of custody with photos and everything from the lady. I mean, briefly explain that.
It's a different. The steel, let me just finish that thought. So we melted some steel then with an oxyacetylene torch, and you do get sparks which form into spheres. And these now are steel spheres because they're produced from the steel melted. We compare those with the particles found in the dust, and we find the overwhelming majority of the particles in the dust do not look like the steel spheres at all, because they have this high aluminum and sulfur content along with the iron, you see, which is the signature, on the other hand, for thermite. So again, I want to emphasize that what we're seeing is not melted steel in the dust. There will be some of those. And we have found, I think, one out of now dozens of spheres that we've looked at, that one that looks like steel. You expect that, because the thermite cuts through steel, so you're going to get some melted steel in there as well. But predominantly, it is not the melted steel. It's the residue that matches the chemical signature from thermate. So, you know, I'm sorry that science... Well, it's not so complicated, really, when you think about it. You cut through steel with a chemical reaction. You're going to get mostly the chemical reactants.
And it's not like looking at thermite as some new thing. It's
no.
The first thing they look at with arson.
That's
because
right.
Arsonists love, arsonists who do it for pleasure, mm-hmm. because they're pyromaniacs or whatever it's called.
Right?
I mean, just doing a Google search on thermite and arson, all the time they go buy it, they mix it, and they love to go burn, and they love the explosive power of it. And so this, they always test steel in buildings that have been burned for this. But they didn't on this event, did they?
No, and that's a good point, Alex, that the thermite is spelled out in the fire code for investigations, NFPA 921, if you Google on that, and then search for thermite, you'll find it's in there. They're supposed to look for high temperature accelerants. In particular, thermite is specifically mentioned, along with magnesium. You see, those are two that are used, but thermite you can buy on eBay. I mean, I'm sorry that it's so easily available, but it's a well-known reaction. It's been used for over 100 years for good, and it can also, of course, like most things, be used for evil as well, arson. And that's what we're saying, is that now we have looked for these residues, and now that the secret's out, Alex, I'm hopeful that other scientists. I know of one group. I probably won't mention which university, but there is another university now looking at the spheres and the dust. And so we just have some preliminary results. But the point is, they will want to publish, we will want to publish in the scientific, the larger journals. I will say that our Journal of 9/11 Studies has just taken off since January. I was looking at the numbers. I point people to that because if they want the, shall we say, the meat of this, the science, the rationale for these studies and these announcements, you go to the Journal of 911studies.com. That's where my latest paper is on these microspheres. I talk about those there. Anyway, we've had 43 papers just so far this year. Last year, we had 16 papers. We started the journal last June. 16 papers last year, and so far, we've already had 43. So,
give that website out again. For some reason, InfoWars is linked to Scholar for 9/11 Truth and Justice. Is that a good one to link to?
Well, yeah, but then they linked, and that is a good one, and they linked to the journal. But the journal is quite independent.
No, I know your journal. I guess my webmaster got that wrong. I will I'll get a link up on InfoWars changed over to that. Give that address out again for people.
Sure. Journal of 911studies.com, and it's just all one word there.
And I believe in the article we wrote about your findings that we do have a link in that one that's up on prisonplanet.com. Going back to Galileo.
Yes.
Just, not even too many years after he died, it did, came out and people said, yes, the Earth orbits the Sun, and the Sun, is orbiting, around a larger, galaxy.
Right.
All this came out.
Right.
And he was vindicated, and people don't remember the kooks and the folks that were wrong back then that tried to persecute him and other scientists. They remember Galileo, and I would imagine you take some heart in that, not that this is about being remembered, but that knowing that the enemies of truth, they're going to be in the dustbin of history, and those of us that did take the bold stand, we're going to be on the winning side, even if it's long after we're dead, but I don't think we're going to have to wait that long on this because the dam is breaking.
That's right. You know, truth has that way. We see it historically, Alex. The dictatorships often try to repress the truth because it threatens them. But as the truth comes out, then people are freer. Last time we had the Renaissance, and it just occurred to me as we've been chatting about this, if we can get the, not if we can, as we get the truth out, because it's invincible, you see, historically, it comes out. People keep, they want the truth. They want freedom, and it comes out. Those two go together. So I'm hopeful that the question is timing, of course. What kind of difficulties do we have to go through? Do we have an Inquisition-type thing like they had back, Dark Ages to repress the truth and freedom? Or can we get through that faster this time and get onto a renaissance? Look, this New World Order, as you mentioned, the powers that be, as people wake up to this, they must be terrified by the truth and by the concept of a renaissance that would clean the slate. But that gives me hope. What do you think? I don't know.
Oh, I agree. It gives me incredible hope. I think it's very profound what you're saying. We're on the same page here. And this whole police state apparatus they're trying to put into place is an attempt to head off a new hyper-renaissance.
Right.
I mean, they've got to have ignorance and degradation. Fox News, though, almost every day now says that fire does melt steel and that small fires can melt it.
It's
and they just
totally
stated this fact. I mean, that's like stating that crocodiles fly. I mean, it's just...
No, it's ridiculous. But, I think they're getting desperate to say such things. And,
well, how dumb do they think their audience is?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they try to dumb down the audience and so on. But, as the evidence builds and the facts, it's going to be unstoppable. And I think there is hope of we got to come up with a name for this now, a second renaissance or it may take several years to get there, and there'll be difficulties, I'm sure, as we break through. But I'm confident that it will come. I'm not worried about that at all. I think there's a great light at the end of the tunnel here that we can press towards.
Well, there's the old saying that people don't even appreciate their freedom until somebody tries to take it away. And
exactly.
And the tighter they squeeze, the more resistance they're going to form. People thought I was like a three-headed space alien 10 years ago talking like this. And now, almost everybody I talk to knows there's a problem. And mainstream news says that the president is now a dictator. Can you believe that he openly signed a presidential decision directive saying he's a dictator?
I saw that. And it's amazing how blatant they're getting, frankly, on this. And the NAUSPP, that's been hidden and they've worked toward it, but now it's coming out. And if we can just get people galvanized to work towards eliminating these steps that they're taking, and then I think we can break through and clean the slate here and get some.
Well, not having a choice is a big motivator. We don't have a choice.
It is a big motivator, Alex. Listen, great talking to you.
Hey, I want to thank you so much for coming on and spending time with us. And when we get back, I'm going to plug where people can go and get your latest paper. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for all the research. Let me speak to you 1 minute off air, and we'll talk to you again in the future. We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
All right, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes of The View. We can't tell you about a lot of it, but William Rodriguez is going to pop in here in just a moment to try to fill us in. I mean, obviously, it's no secret now that he talks to Rosie, he's friends with her, he's met with her. We've written an article about that, and he was scheduled with a Loose Change crew to be on tomorrow. That is not happening, though it's still on the main website of The View and on ABC television site. And somehow I got accused of being the one that put this out. It's not the case. This was out days before we reported on it. And there's folks in 9/11 Truth that want to find some chink in my armor to claim I did something bad, but you got to look for something else. Frankly, there's plenty, too, if you knew where to look. Nobody's perfect. Let's go back to Professor Jones. I'm going to let you go, sir. I know you're on vacation, but tell us again about your new paper, where we can read it on the Journal of 9/11 Studies.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Yeah, I would like to encourage people to look at David Ray Griffin has a paper there this month, May, and I do, and see, you'll find papers by Kevin Ryan and others that, you know, these are solid efforts at scientific truth and scholarship. So the journal is simply journalof911studies.com, and that'll get you right into that. Nearly 60 papers now by scholars there, professors and engineers.
And by the way, people hear scientific paper, they think boring. This is riveting stuff to get in there and look at the studies, look at the photos, look at the videos, look at all the exhibits, and really know the science, not just take our word for it. Please go read his paper, which is, you know, thanks to the internet, full of clips and audio and diagrams and scans.
Photos, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that, Alex. Yeah, and we're trying to do that on the journal since it's an electronic journal, we're able to bring in photos and clips. And
absolutely. You know what? William Rodriguez wants to say hi before you leave. Let's bring him in.
Oh, great.
William, say hi to Professor Jones.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful opportunity to say hello to my great friend, Professor Jones.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, William. Great to hear
you.
You are
so good. Thank you. We did a presentation. We met in Irwin, California
several months ago.
And it was such an experience, and him and his wife are just such a bunch of beautiful people. I mean, I love them
both. Well, thank you. I love you too, brother. There's a camaraderie in the 9/11 truth effort that is so important. And, you know, we love Alex too, and we just love his crew.
And you may remember that at the time that we did the presentation in California, you told me that you were going to have this experiment working out, and basically you were going to put yourself incommunicado for several months because you were going to be so involved in doing all the tests. And Professor Dr. Doc Rocky, basically validated some of your information.
He did. Right.
It was such a powerful thing.
It was powerful. I had the first results. You remember the aluminum and the sulfur along with the iron in those spheres in the dust. I showed those to Doug Rocky, like you say, William, and it was just within days that we got that. And tears came to his eyes, and he said, you've shown what these guys did. I think he used a different word than guys, but, you know.
Let me add to that the important thing of the work from Professor Jones, you know, I've been accused, and basically words have been put in my mouth many times by debunkers and everybody else that I have said about, you know, explosives in the building. I never said that. I am not an expert in explosives. And that's where the professor and his studies and his investigations.
You said you heard explosions before the plane hit. I mean, that's
just... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
And, you know,
and now we have the hard physical evidence. Yeah,
exactly.
To go along
he's
with
the work of physicists like Professor Jones that have come forward to validate some of that information, not me, because I'm just a simple janitor on the World Trade Center working.
You're a great hero.
Well, listen,
William,
we got to end this segment. We're going to come back with William Rodriguez. We got to say bye to Professor Jones now because he's got to go. Professor Jones, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.